Terry Fader, winner of America's Got Talent, joining us on the line. You remember, he works with dummies. Boy, we have so much in common. Hi, Terry.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing just fantastic. Having a ball.
Good, good, good. Now, you're here to talk about the latest round of auditions and the upcoming season of America's Got Talent. So, give us all a heads up. Having gone through the competition and the whole process, what's something you can definitely tell people not to do?
Well, just don't go in there unprepared. I mean, that's the thing is, it's open to all ages. It's open to absolutely any type of talent. But just, get out there, have some fun, but just make sure you are prepared. Because if you do that, absolutely anything can happen. And I'm living proof of that. Because I was 42 years old, and when I went in there and decided to show that I do singing impressions through ventriloquism and puppets, and I ended up winning $1 million, and now I've got my own headlining show in Las Vegas.
Now, one thing we often see, people come out and they'll like try to be lighthearted. Does charming the judges before your audition help, coming out telling a joke or something?
No, I don't think so. I think you just want to get into your act. The best thing to do is be yourself. Don't try to put on a show of who you are. Just be yourself, especially if you're a likable person, and just get out there and do what you do. I think trying to butter the judges up is absolutely not going to work. They're not going to fall for it. They're intelligent people, and so so just do your act and do it well.
What about the audience factor, though? I mean, is that one thing? Is it intimidating? Do you sort of work off the audience when you're up there for an audition? We're not talking about an actual sort of performance. How does the audience help?
For the audition, there is no audience. For the first audition, like the one that you're going to be doing here, coming up here, you don't want to go in there and start doing anything like that. Start expecting to have a big audience. The first time, you're going to have about four or five, not judges, but producers from the show. They're determining whether or not you're going to get on the show and actually perform for the judges. So that's really what you have to remember is prepare your act. I would recommend that you practice in front of three or four of your friends or three or four of your family members so you can get ready for that original audition.
Now, I know the auditions have already happened in Chicago, Philadelphia. New York is on the list. We can check out NBC.com for the details, right? Where else is the audition tour headed?
Well, I'm not really sure. They didn't give me any of that information. The only thing they gave me was that it's going to be in Philadelphia and New York City. So, but, of course, it's going. It's been in Dallas every year that they've had it. I didn't get to do it in Dallas. I used to live in Dallas. I live in Vegas now. But I did it in Los Angeles because I was traveling, and I found out they were doing it at the Los Angeles Convention Center.
And what's unique about this show, though, is there's no age limit, right? Anyone at all can try out for it.
There's no age limit. There's just you get in there and you do what you do and you have fun. And that's what really got me was that I got in there. I was 42 years old. A lot of people ask me why I never did American Idol. Well, American Idol, I think you have to be 26 or younger. And so you get in there, and I was 42, and no age limit, and also no restrictions on what you can do. Just get in there and have a fun time and do what you do best.
And for $1 million, though, it's really worth the trip to hit the auditions. At least you can attest to that.
Yeah, but, I mean, even if you don't win $1 million, you're going to make some great friends that you probably end up being friends with for the rest of your life. You're going to have a blast. Take pictures. Make sure that you just you're going to have memories that you are never going to forget.
Terry Fader from America's Got Talent joining us on the line. Now, we've got a few more minutes, so let's talk about you, of course. Now, first off, did you ever think that you'd hear the amount of $1 million and go, eh, that's pocket change?
No, I never...
For the record, I mean, I guess...
that was going to happen to me. I gave up the dream when I got into my 40s. I always kind of thought I would be famous and rich one day just because I was working and I was an entertainer, and I thought, well, one day I'll get discovered, and it never happened. So when I got in my early 40s, I thought, I think this dream is over. And then America's Got Talent came along and changed everything.
And for the record, I mean, I guess it's no secret because it's mentioned on the show all the time. You really did get a big break after winning.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, when you do something that is unique and different and you work at it so that you're the best at it, amazing things can happen. And, I mentioned on the show that I wanted to play Las Vegas, and Las Vegas came calling. And so now I'm the headliner at the Mirage. I've got my own theater, the Terry Fader Theater. And I've also got a national DVD that is available in stores all over the country, so people can run out right now and buy it, or you can order it on Amazon.com, and it all happened from America's Got Talent.
Oh, but come on, Terry, all of those things have happened to us. I mean, I've got a theater in Vegas. So you mentioned Vegas. What's happening with you now? You've got DVD Vegas. What else are you working on? What's happening?
Well, I've got a Christmas song that's coming out. I wrote a song called Christmas in Las Vegas, because now here I am in Las Vegas, and I've got all of this stuff around me about Vegas. And so what I did was I took the ideas of Las Vegas and I mixed them with the ideas of Christmas, and I sort of put them all together and did a big band. I had a 16-piece band with a 9-piece horn section, and I just put together I believe is going to be a Christmas classic. It's kind of in the vein of something Frank Sinatra would sing, and or even Michael Bublé. And I sang this song about Christmas in Las Vegas, and so that's coming out this year. But I also have books that I'm writing, and I've got television deals and more DVDs coming out, and of course I've got a 10-year deal here at the Mirage. So
nothing really going on.
Nope. But I've never worked harder, and I've never had more fun in my life. And it all started with America's Got Talent. So I'm encouraging people, get out there and audition. And if you can't audition, send them a video.
Right, because I think you upload it or you send it online. They always do the MySpace auditions as well.
Yeah, just go to NBC.com, and it'll give you all the information on how to send the video.
Now, you have a website as well. What's the address so we can check in on all your latest tidbits?
It's terryfader.com. You can order DVDs. You can order CDs. You can order T-shirts, all sorts of other things. You can also join my mailing list and keep up to date and informed of what's going on with me.
And I think, you know what, I want to invite you back for one of our Christmas shows, because I think we want to talk to you for that.
Well, I would love to do that, and I'm certain they're going to be getting me back in touch with you, because we'll get you a copy of the Christmas song when you guys start doing Christmas music, and we'll have a blast. So
that would be awesome. And I mean, hey, you've got my number now, so you can always just call us back anytime. Terry Fader from America's Got Talent. All right. Audition information is at NBC.com. Thanks for joining us today, and congrats on all your success.
Thank you so very much.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.